You tuned to Classic Hits 4CA Saturday afternoon, Sarah's Spot, all thanks to Ocean Health Clinic at the Pier. With me in studio, Dr. Carolyn McLeod, Ocean Health Clinic Medical Director, also now at Palm Cove. We're talking about aspirin. Apparently a report came out earlier in the week, Dr. McLeod, and you're really concerned about what they're sort of printing, I believe.
Yeah, well, it was on the effect of aspirin on disability-free survival in the healthy elderly, and you can look it up. It's a New England Journal of Medicine article. It was last week it came out. I can't wait to see the editorials that come out this week. But people, don't stop taking an aspirin, baby aspirin, if you are taking one and without talking to your doctor. This study was limited to people that were white, 70 years and older were 91% of the population that they looked at. They only looked at them for 4.7 years. Everybody that had an illness or had cerebral vascular disease or cardiovascular disease or was already demented or already had a disability was eliminated from the study. So they started out with over 80,000 on telephone calls and ended up with only about 20,000 to start with, and then they still ended up with less than 10,000 in both groups when they looked at it. The only reason they stopped the study was there was no difference in death, dementia, or disability that was statistical, is that there was a slightly increased risk of hemorrhage, or gastrointestinal hemorrhage, but hemorrhage, in the group that was taking the aspirin, and that was 3.5% versus 2% in the group that was not taking aspirin. And in a public health standpoint, when you're looking at emergency room visits, you don't like people coming in with gastrointestinal bleeding but it's only in groups 70 and over, and actually was 73 and over when they really looked at the data. We have baby aspirin has a tremendous benefit in people that have had a stroke or heart attack. We know it prevents future heart attacks and stroke. In fact, we use even stronger medicines to thin your blood or decrease platelet causing clots, anything that causes clots, because that causes the blockage of your arteries in that group. We also know that what happened is when people had arthritis, they were taking aspirin before all these modern drugs came out, and they had a lower risk of heart attack. And they went, my God, what's going on with these people that are taking aspirin for arthritis? So they did Harvard did a huge double-blind study in male doctors in the United States, over 20,000. They were divided into, and this was in people that were doctors 50 and older. They were divided into a group that got baby aspirin, a group that didn't get baby aspirin. They had to stop the study because the doctors that were not on the baby aspirin had such an increased rate of heart attack. So that's where the data comes from for taking a baby aspirin to prevent heart diseases in this group from 50 to 59. So then they've shown a benefit from 60 to 70. The groups that we didn't know about, and that's why this study is addressing it, are people that are 70 and older that are totally healthy. Should they be taking a baby aspirin? Or people that are less than 50, should they be taking a baby aspirin every day? So I want you to realize that, and it's really, really important, if you're on a baby aspirin because your doctor told you to be on it, or you might have a risk factor, like you might have blockage in your carotids going to your head, or you have diabetes or hypertension, do not stop that aspirin because you could have a rebound effect of clotting. Now, if you have gastritis or symptoms of an ulcer, which is stomach pain, you stop it, or you have bleeding, you stop the aspirin, obviously, and get to the emergency room to make sure there's no problem. The other thing you have to remember in this study, they did not protect the stomach. Your doctor will usually protect your stomach if you need to take a baby aspirin or something much stronger with a ranitidine or one of the PPIs, protein pump inhibitors, so that you're less likely to get ulcers. Like, they'll do the same thing when you're on a steroid. So it's very irresponsible the way it's being reported, because I'm very scared that people will end up with a stroke or heart attack that wouldn't have had one. Like, I know my dad, he read an article of Stop His Aspirin about how bad aspirin was. This was 20 years ago. And so he stopped the aspirin. Within 2 weeks, he had a stroke. My brother's a neurosurgeon. He was furious at the magazine for just category, because they didn't know what they were talking about. So he threw a plaque from his arteries in his neck, and he ended up completely paralyzed on one side and in a wheelchair. So do not stop that aspirin without talking to your doctor, all right? But if you're totally healthy, you're walking, you have a great diet, mainly plant-based, and you're, then you may not, you probably don't need an aspirin. But also you have to remember that they all, 60% of these people had what they call dyslipidemia. They had high cholesterols, and they were either on a statin or not on a statin. Many of them were on statins, and we know that statins themselves, if you take a group of people that have totally normal cholesterol and you give all of them statins, you will have you'll have a decreased risk of death in coronary artery disease. And the reason is that statins themselves decrease plaque formation, so we don't know if that's, and that's probably even better than a baby aspirin, statins.
So there we go. Something that you obviously is with, you know, with your dad, and that's something you feel very passionately about. And of course, take that advice. Check with your doctor first before stopping any form of aspirin. You've been listening to Dr. Carolyn McLeod from Ocean Health Clinic, Medical Director, and also now at Palm Cove. It's Saturday afternoon, Sarah's Spot on 4CA.